Yeah, I got you too. I've been looking into the DMR as well, you know, but I gotta see what kind of, I think I need some sort of digital radio ID before I can start using DMR. Isn't that correct?
If you want to join the DMR MARC system, then yeah, you need a, they want you to have a unique ID. But for any closed repeaters, I mean, regular DMR public repeaters, there's a couple around me, and all you need, you don't need a unique ID. All you need is the color code and the frequency, obviously, and the contact info, you know, whatever the talk group ID is that you're using. But yeah, if you want to use the DMR MARC, and that's the worldwide one, that's, yeah, you need an ID, but it's pretty easy to register.